954LZI. With these atomic clocks, there's a few things you need to remember. You got to keep fresh batteries in them. Because if you don't, they'll start losing time. And second, like I said last night about the shield in effect, there's some places that it's shielded from getting a signal. And when that happens, it's not going to do like it should either. And with some of these atomic clocks, that one from standard to daylight time, which I don't know about all of them, but certain ones with them, you got to be sure you get it in the right position when it comes to standard or daylight time. Because if you don't, that'll mess it up. Now, some of them, that may be all to me, but then there's some of them, you got to be sure you get that right.
Yeah, that's true. And probably that was some of the trouble I was having because we live in row houses. If you're familiar, maybe not. Your house is standalone, separate from other houses. Our home is in a complex where all the houses are built connected to one another. You know, it was what we were looking for when we got here. Now, things have changed over the 25 years we've lived here. But I think we're going to be here for the rest of our days. And there's no problem with it. It's just that you share walls with people. Just walls, not floors and ceilings, as you would in an apartment building, you know. But I don't know if you've ever lived in a row house where it's just house, you know. And the left side and the right side of your home is connected to other buildings. Anymore, they build them with in the construction, they put a stop to, let's say, a fire starting in one unit, moving on to the other. The fire stops are very good. You know, like 2 feet thick or something, you know. You may get a spark that travels 3 miles and set something ablaze, but you're not going to be catching a flame from your neighbor. It's just the way it is. But I feel happy with, we don't have any more of those atomic clocks. No more of those. The one we have is battery operated, and it takes care of itself. That is to say, it doesn't use any other time source. And changing it from daylight savings to standard time is one button. Click one button one time. It just goes back and forth, back and forth. And whenever you got it right, you just leave it there. So what's difficult about that? I should think not much. But you, the atomic clocks, I'm sure it generated a lot of sales. And I was in retail for many years in my working life. A retailer more than selling their products. Nothing else comes first. The first thing on their minds all the time is selling the product that they have. So if you can make it, if you can put a new bell on it, and you know what I'm talking about. Bells and whistles is what I'm talking about. If you can put a new bell on it, you might sell more of them. And it was true with atomic clocks, you know. It's kind of a gimmick. I don't know how. I suppose you've you've had one, but I don't know what you think about it after having had one. KK4JBQ.
We're actually in this house since my sister many years ago brought the first in here, the analog kind. We've got, let's see, there's two analogs and about two or three digital kind. And that about not getting the daylight savings time right on, I ran into that as being a problem for us at times. We forget and don't get that right. It'll throw it off, too, as well as I've noticed, like I said, about the battery issue. If you don't keep the batteries fresh, it'll go losing time on that. And also, there's times when the signal kind of bended it, like I said, it's LF, low frequency range down there. It's very similar to HF. It can take, and sometimes the signal will be quirky, and it might be a day or two before it gets reset back right, and another time may do it right in front of your face, like we was talking about last night when you were watching it go to 12 o'clock. That's what I was saying about any air in your residence that's shielded somewhat from the sky. That could play an effect with them. There's all kinds of things with these clocks you got to consider, but if you consider them all, overall, generally, they're pretty good clocks overall. You just have to take all those things into account with them.
That picture, you know, we only have to contend with this twice a year. And this new one that Donna picked up, well, it being a one-button press, I probably wouldn't even have to look at it. Just reach it and find that button on the back and click it, and it's done. It's well thought out, you know. You can make practically anything very hard to do. I don't know. Andy, I don't know how old you are, but I have found that some people enjoy the things that are hard to do. And they take it as a challenge, you know. And I don't need to be challenged. I've been challenged, and I've gotten through, 74 years? And I don't need any more challenge. Sometimes maybe it wakes you up, you know, sometimes. But not with a clock. Gracious. Having worked in several jewelry stores and having my own watch bench and that sort of thing, I've had clocks around me for decades and decades. And getting into the guts of them, you know, and I don't have the eyesight to do that anymore. It does require a certain stable hand. You know, you can't have a shake. And some people do accumulate those kind of problems as they age. But I've got a rock solid anymore. It's the eyesight that has failed me, and not something that can be corrected at this point. But anyway, we were smart to set a little aside every week. And Donna is awfully good with investments and such, so, I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't tell you because she was an auditor in her working life. And so she worked for big corporations, and handling their money. So, for fortunately, I've never had to be concerned, you know, not the first day. And that's, now before I met her, and we married late in our lives, but before I met her, I was struggling all the time. But she's a sharp gal, terribly sharp. And she's a good shopper, too. She had that clock ordered about 7 minutes after she started looking. And it's, you know, one of those Amazon things. So it was here the next day. We have come a long way, haven't we, Andy? You can pick up a phone and or a computer, I guess. And some phones aren't computers anymore. But anyway, you can place an order, and 10 hours later, it's there in your house. And all you have to do is pick it up at the door. When I was a little boy, I mean to tell you, I didn't know the world was going to get like this. Did you have any idea that things would get to be what they are?
Poor Elsie got portable. Not really. I'm going to be honest, I didn't, but... And believe it or not, well, as the other station was saying last night, this stuff here with the atomic stuff is kind of getting to be dated in itself now, but there was a time when you could go to a Walmart and find them, and a lot of amateur radio magazines even had them. Back when MFJ existed, they had a lot of atomic clocks there at one point in time. MFJ does. The part that really bothers me about it is, I'm going off on something else. A 2-meter transceiver, for instance. I got a 2-meter transceiver that's as simple as can be, 1983. Clegg FM-28. But the only problem is with it, there's no tone board in it, and there's not many repeaters like this remaining that don't have a tone board on input of it. So it's useless, you might say, but it's as simple as can be to operate. I mean, you have to, even offset, you've got to be sure you remember the proper offset. It's all manual.
Well, I can't even imagine that. I got into amateur radio late. I should have had... I recall that when I was a boy, I was probably 9 or 10 years old. And that was my first... I just don't know whether I read about amateur radio or whether a neighbor boy was, you know, brought that information to me. I don't know it. 8 or 9 years old, that's a long time ago. But anyhow, I had no idea back then that things would get to be what they are. I don't suppose anyone had much of a notion that things would get as complicated as they have been, you would be able to do what can be done right from a handheld telephone. It was kind of a big jump the first time we got cell phones. I guess now it's probably been 15 years ago when we got our first cell phones. Maybe not the first ones that anybody had, but it was amazing what was in that small package that fit in your hand, you know. And it's only gotten more so. And the speed of the changes just takes my breath. The fact is, I would be just as happy at this point if they would stop improving the cell phones. They get more complicated, more complicated, more complicated. I've had probably four, if I'm correct, four cell phones. I don't get one every time a new one comes out. But I've had four of them probably. The fact is, they are already more than I could ever use. I don't use the fancy abilities of cell phones. I suppose they do. Yes, I think they do make simple ones. And I'm serious. All they did was make a phone call. Imagine that. They just made a phone call. And that's all I would really use it for. Anyway, the world is spinning like a top, and it's gotten away from me. A lot of old people feel that way, and some, you know, they retreat from that. I do like to keep my hands in it and understand what's going on. Now, whether, as I say, whether I use all the functionality, well, that's not the point anymore. And I've replaced them only when I've had some accident with them and I've broken a screen or something. Same with my watch, which is linked to my phone. Last time I replaced the watch, I don't know, it was probably 7 or 8 versions of the thing since I got the first one, and the next one, the simplest one, of course they'll have several models or whatever to choose from, but the simplest one was way more complicated than I needed. I don't know exactly how the face of it became cracked, but they are a thing that I don't even dare opening them up and see how I might fix it. Once upon a time, I would do that. KK4JBQ.
54LZI portable. What way this stuff is now, you really can't do anything to fix it. That's just like my phone that I got, it's still a 4G phone. And like I told you before, here where I live, cell phones don't work anyway through the cell towers unless it's something that'll work through the internet. And that 4G phone I got only works through the towers, so it's pretty much no good to me here anyway. The reason why I got this phone system here with no long distance on it. But my sister's got a newer phone that'll work through the internet, and it's fine, but you take something happens like it happened back in the end of January, 1st of February, and we lose everything, even her cell phone is dead to you because there's no internet for it to work through, and we're deep in this hole, and there's no getting no cell tower here.
Well, it sounds like you're getting the job done anyway. We have a cell tower. I can look out my front window and see the light blink, you know, the light that's right on top of the tower. And I would estimate it less than 100 feet away, the tower. It's quite, how should I put it? Construction houses and gas stations and, you know, just all kinds of construction is dense where I live. So, of the houses across the street, and there I can see the blinking light. It's less than 100 feet away, the cell tower. So it has no problem getting to me. In your situation, however, the way I picture it, you have a lot that would be in the way. Your situation, there's a lot of things that could block a signal that's quite close to you and going up vertical. And so you live in a challenging place. But you probably think to yourself, I wouldn't live anywhere else. I don't know how long you've lived there, but sometimes people just get used to a thing and they just can't bring themselves to change it, you know. Maybe someday you'll get some reason to change it, but you like where you live, don't you?
LCI Portable. Well, back when Granddad bought this place and put this in, it was 1950 and built this house here, and as we know, compared to now, to 1950, things were totally different. This here's deep in a hole, and there's hills all around me, and when leaves get on the trees, you sure enough won't get a cell tower. Right now is the best shot you got to get cell service in here to a cell phone, and it's not reliable. But come summer, when the leaves are back on, there's no chance.
That's coming up, isn't it? I know things are very different with no leaves on the trees, and they haven't even started to peek out yet on the trees that we have close by. But with the thing that I notice is that trees go a long way to keep your home cool. And if there is an eyesore in your way, at a distance, when the leaves come on, it covers up the eyesore, you know. And I just like trees. I love trees, to tell you the truth. I used to climb trees when I was a kid, and I was just awful to climb trees. I don't know how many trees I fell out of. Never broke anything, though. I got a good slam on the back of my head once, and I could swear, I don't know, this may sound strange to you, but I could swear I could taste it. There was a flavor in my mouth, and I think it was, you know, an internal injury that I've lived through. But I've never had a broken bone, even. I guess I've been a lucky guy. KK4 JBQ.
KK4 LZI Portable. No, this is far from that cell tower, near cell tower to here, is probably 5 miles from here, but because this residence is deep in a hole with hills around it, and then here in Lita, there's no hope of getting that cell tower here. Every now and then in the winter it's spotty, but it's not reliable even now. But then there's no hope. So cell service here is pretty much impossible. It pretty much is. But back in the 1950, you know, when back in the 50s, none of this was in existence then, so nobody thought nothing about it.
True. And I haven't seen the lay of the land where you live. I've got a kind of a picture in my mind that there's a lot of best to put it this way. If you stepped out on your front porch, there's not a clear view, except maybe in one direction. And the rest of the view, that people would call a view, is obscured by the lay of the land. Because I'm thinking that where you live, Andy, never having been there, I'm just going to take a guess. The land just goes up all around you, like you're in a canyon, you know, in a way. Am I about right there?
It is a canyon, Larry, with certain lower areas where creeks run and roads run, just like the main power line comes up this way, curves here in my front yard and goes back up, all the way up the hollow. Reason I can't just put up any kind of, I gotta be careful about putting up any kind of wire and antennas, because they'll come down and burn the whole place. And let's see, back when was it? Last of January, when that happened, once again, all these lines come down. And being that everything we got goes on a pole, we lost the phone, the commercial power. Let's see. Yeah, that's right, because it torn that up there, too. We pretty much lost everything because it was on the pole and it come down, even though it's come down in decades past due to other reasons. But this is a canyon with just one or two places, you might say, where the creek runs down. And that's a little bit lower than where the road goes, but for the most part, that's what it is, and unless everything's strategically put, kind of like where Caesar's head is to where I'm at now, I mean, I couldn't do this, say, on one of the Paris Mountain repeaters.
Well, yeah. Well, your situation is unique, of course, and I only, as I say, have a picture in my mind, but I just was wondering, how close is your nearest neighbor?
For LZI, where this area up in here used to be, all this used to be my grandfather's property, and it's been split up amongst all of us Morrises, and my cousin is almost in sight up here above me. He is up here. He is right up here above me. So it's a lot of what's directly right around me is mostly kin people, because this used to be all one big tract prior to 19... Yeah, that's right, the probate for that happened in 73. Prior to 1972.
Well, there's, having family that close, and I don't know what the number was, don't think you mentioned the number, just that it was a bunch, that can be good. It really can. If you like people close, some people don't care for that. I share walls with other people. You can't imagine what that feels like. And sometimes I can hear them, especially if they're shouting, you know. That's a little eerie, to tell you the truth. And I find it very easy to let other people live. I'm not curious about their world. Not at all. And I hope they're not curious about my world. But the people are dense in, you know, property like I live in. It's very convenient. I can walk to, let's see, I can walk to several fast food places, to a bank, and a very good grocery store. I'm talking within 1,000 feet, Andy, I can walk to all these places. Let's see. Oh, they're just, everything's right at easy reach, you might say. But people have to, living like this, people have to respect everybody's teeny little bit of privacy that they have. You really do. You can throw your hand up and say hello to people, but people would get all messed up if you walked up to them. Only maybe 5 or 6 times have I walked up to people and said hello in my neighborhood, you know. But everybody's real friendly. But you just have to honor the distance is different with everybody. Everybody has a distance that they like to maintain, a physical distance. And I suppose as time goes on, that'll just get more, the world will get more and more like that. I do, since I've understood other kinds of living, and I do like living maybe a mile apart from people. I don't know, maybe you don't even live a mile away from your nearest neighbor, but I had a place once, where was that? I think it was in Michigan. I was about a mile and a half away from anybody, and that was a delight. It really was. Some good bit of property there was mine, and I could have built if I'd been there long enough. Thing is, the snow and the winter weather just drove me out of that state. Michigan is all snow when it turns off cold. But with, a congenial weather forecast, and there's no nicer place to live than to live with a good bit of distance between you and the neighbors. KK4JBQ.
I'm 4LZI 44. Well, back when my grandfather was living here, I meant this here was open country. It was pretty much all farm country. You know, you had kind of like the way they portrayed it on the Waltons to a degree. You know, you had sawmills around, you had cows around, fences around, pastures around, and such stuff as this back in his time when he lived here. And this was when he died in 72, and this went through in probate in 73, it was split up amongst all my aunts and uncles, and they all got their part. My dad got the part here in the hole here, and the main place, and like I said, to go to the nearest place, any place to speak of any size, you got about a 12 to 15 mile drive, any place to any size.
Where am I? You must feel isolated from time to time. I don't take advantage of it as often as I probably should, because it won't always be this way, of course. But to just walk to places, as I said, there are fast food places, there are sit-down restaurants, there's gasoline stations, and grocery stores. All kinds of people. You know, this is pretty densely populated where I live. Now I live in an HOA. I just don't like to hear those letters whenever I pronounce them. But I do, and I can, even to get out of here, I have to have a key. An electronic key, and let myself out of a gate. So once I get outside the gate, then I can walk on the streets and go to all of these places. But I could spend, I could spend a whole day just walking around in my neighborhood and doing things. I haven't done that. Probably should on a nice day. Just because I think it might be interesting to see if I could have breakfast in one place and lunch in another and dinner at another and get my groceries before I go home, you know. Oh, there's even two gasoline stations within a rock's throw from my gate. And the gate's less than 500 feet away. It's all pretty condensed. It's a world away from what you have there. I really wouldn't want to give up everything about the convenience that it is, but I sure would like some open sky as you have there, and I'd like to be able to just take a look around without everybody looking at me. I like other people, but, you know, in moderation. KK4JBQ.
I have more LCI portable. Back in my younger years, when I was in school, I used to walk from here down to Pumpkin Town, up there to that state park up there, and various places around here, I used to do a lot of walking back in my high school years. Of course, right up there above in one of the places I used to, where that Lake Illinois is now, used to be a cow pasture. Me, my sister, and my dad used to go up there before that was Lake, when it was a cow pasture. We would pick blackberries there, and over on the other side of the hill where the other road's at, now that someone bought the land and put a big house on it, and that way it used to be a cow pasture. We used to pick blackberries there, but both of those locations now are altogether different. Now, one, that Lake Illinois is there now, and over on the other one, somebody from somewhere else bought the land, and they got a great big old house sitting down there.
Civilization, depending on what you're accustomed to, civilization can be a scary thing. I recall some friends of mine back in Michigan. They had some what used to be farmland around, and they weren't very close to any of their neighbors. But they had, unfortunately, they had high-tension power lines. On some days, maybe after a rain or something, the electricity in the air would make your skin tingle. I did not think that was healthy. I couldn't imagine that it was healthy. But I like these folks. They were nice folks, and I would visit from time to time. And that would always concern me for the little bit of time that I stayed just visiting with them, you know. But they had these huge power line things, you know, overhead. Ran right over the top of their house. And unfortunately, I don't know if the utility companies, I think they have a right-of-way. It'd be awful, I suppose, if your rights as a property owner would supersede their rights to get the power right on down the road, you know, wherever it's got to go. But that was I thought that was a very unfortunate development, and they did too. You know, they'd lived there. It was a generational property. They, like, sort of like yours. Members of the family had owned it and passed it down to others, and it may have been a couple hundred years in the family, you know. But power company, they put wires where they have to put wires. And if it makes your skin tingle just to walk around in your house, I don't know, that just don't that sound wrong to you?
LCI portable. We're down here in this Illinois Valley here below me. There's some of those kind of lines you're talking about that comes up below Punkintown and goes over those hills down there. I'm not directly under them or right directly at them, but down below me here in what they call that Illinois Valley, there's some of those very lines down there.
Well, civilization is just that. It's civilized. And I like the wilds myself, but I've been acquainted. Unless you're introduced to wild country, you don't know what it is. There's nothing there for you to miss, you know. But I've known wild country. And I used to live, where was that? Arizona, yeah. Used to live in Arizona on a property that I was miles and miles and miles away from anybody. And the transportation was necessary to, we had telephones, but this was back in the 70s. And telephones were not as they are today. It was a line that was connected to the wall in the house. That was the connection. It wasn't like a wireless connection, you know. You know what I'm talking about. And if you got 500 feet away from the house and you need to make a phone call, you've got a 500 foot trip just to make a phone call. So times have changed and things change, and people, we acquire over time, we acquire certain needs. We don't think we can do without it, you know, without a telephone in your pocket. I'm sure a lot of people think that. I'm absolutely certain there's a lot of people who couldn't do without a phone. In mine, I have to remember to charge the thing, you know, because it'll just sit there and run down. This is a nightly thing that I do. And so I'm not using it in between. I can go days and days and days without using a phone. Not so with many people. Now, they can live their life, and I really hope they're happy with it. I'm happy to have my freedom from the entanglement. Every once in a while, you and I will sit and talk, but this is the longest conversation I've had in quite some time. I'm okay to myself, you know. I'm pretty good company to myself. KK4JBQ.
KK4LCI Portable. This has also given me a chance to check this HT out that I currently got, because my old T90A has got an issue with it that's going to take more than a simple fix. So this HT I currently got used to be part of Blue Ridge Electric's Moto Turbo DMR setup that they had. And they sold them off in November, and my friend over here, WR4XM, programs amateur stuff into it, and that's a 3,500 milliamp hour battery pack, and it'll do a digital tone so I can bring Billy's up. And this battery pack here is, I tell you, I can talk, and talk, Like what the others that are analog, but it'll also bring that digital 311 tone on his machine up.
So have you got things the way you want them now? I know you were, for a while, you were suffering from a, well, I don't know what it was that was the problem, but let's just say you were suffering from some kind of problem, and all that's cleared up now, eh?
My T98 still has that issue. Now, in the past, you know, I had two battery packs for it because it was only, it's not like this, it was 3,500. It was only about 1,600 milliampers. Well, I could change them out one to another and that not be a problem, but now, after I bought it new in 06 and nothing stays the same as it was, I, you know, as long as that one packs in, I'm good, but I tried to change it over to the other one. For some reason, the circuit breaker and it wants to trip for no reason at all, and it didn't used to do that. And being that Billy Scott one requires a digital tone, I had to get another HT that would do a digital tone. And I got a hold of this Motorola that Blue Ridge Electric used to use in the 153-54 megahertz range on DMR, and I'm using it here now on the ham bands.
There you go. I'm glad to hear that it's working better for you. Well, it's working better for you. Well, Andy, I'm getting weary, I suppose I should say. And this is the first day after the time change, and I don't know what to expect. Maybe it's which one of the changes that I'm working with, you know. Sometimes when it's been like this, I'll have an awful time trying to get to sleep. And then other times, I just can't stay awake. You know, I would fall asleep. I could, you know, talking to you like this, I would just feel woozy, you know. I don't feel woozy right now. So maybe it'll be a little difficult to get to sleep. I'm not sure. I would just so soon as we'd settle on one time and not go through these gymnastics, not jump around. I'm serious. It's taken two full days of going over the house, making sure I haven't missed something. Now, some years it's been that I got everything, and other years I would be months. You know, every once in a while I'd find something that hadn't been touched. Or maybe Donna was having some issue with, oh, there we go. Hang on just a second. KK4JBQ.
And go ahead and get some shut-eye. Like I said, I'm also testing this HT out. This 3,500 milliampere battery pack, it's like some of those others for those analog HTs. I can talk a long time on it before it has to be recharged, and this thing's bigger than the T98, so it don't get that hot either. So, KK4JBQ. KI4LZI Portable.
LT?
I didn't know you could still get into this repeater, Richard. KI4LZI Portable.
Now, Brandy, we'll sneak in there some way. What it is, we just don't want too many to see us there. Like Larry's saying, we want that little old private spot there. I guess we're, all these eyes ain't around us there. Now, I had a little trouble there, sure enough, Wendy. Had one of my antennas all messed up from one of them wind storms and lightning, got one of them. I've got a G7 now I'm fixing to go up with, hoping to get it up for about 100 feet. Just want to see how this radio is doing, so FT2980. You can actually, the radio would even do 80 watts by itself there, QSL.
Yeah, boy, hell, see, I'm somewhat familiar with the 2980. I know, as you say, it'll do 80 watts, but as you say, this is the first time I've heard you on RF on this repeater, and I don't know when.
It's Anderson, but I'm not even on it no more, Andy. I mean, it's a long story I won't even get into there. But, yeah, I check in on the pre-check-ins mostly. I guess that's probably why you don't hear me. I've seen where you checked in there, too, and there with us tonight. But, yeah, I'm mostly on the get down on some of the HF bands or, you know, I get on the 12-meter band, and then sometimes I'll get on the 20 and the 40. But 6 meters, I ain't really had too good a luck with that one. I'd wish anybody luck on that one because it just seems like every time I try to get over on 6 meters, it seems like it's dead as a hammer.
The only thing I got for 6 meters is FM right now, and the repeater that I used to use it on has been off the air for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years. There's talk they may put it back up, but so far they hadn't, and all the other 6 meter machines is around. I can't get into reliably, so I really don't use the FM port on my 6 meter situation anymore like I used to.
I've been in there. I don't know. It's just nothing there. I mean, it's just like it's just dead bands or something. But the first time I actually got on 6 meters, or I actually made my first contact, was in New York. I was really amazed that I haven't been able to really do nothing, you know, since, you know, that time frame and everything. Man alive. You ain't too far from that Sassafras Mountain, I guess, the fur you're far around in that Table Rock area, I guess, ain't you, Andy?
Okay, I'm for Hillsy. I go out to where my cars are currently parked. With this HT, I can get in the 79 just fine. With an HT, I have to go out there to do it, but yeah, I know what the Sassafras is. It's on the other side of Pinnacle.
Even back when I was on it and everything, I never had no problem with it. But for some reason, I can't hit that 9-7 one. There's something about that one on the hospital. It just, I don't know if it's caused the antenna. I'm in the mobile. When I get on up about coming in towards Walhalla, I can get into it with a mobile. But even from there, it's kind of scratchy. But when I get on into Anderson there, you know, usually I can get into it, you know, pretty well up that way on the mobile. But down here, even with my antenna even up high, there's for a while I could get in on it, but just, I don't know. I think there's all these constructions and all this stuff going up, buildings and stuff, maybe blocking, maybe something built in between me and there, and it may be blocking my signal. I don't know.
For LZI, well, you have to consider what the 9-7 is. It's been on that InMed hospital building down there in downtown Anderson. And it doesn't have a whole lot of elevation at all. That's what they call their downtown repeater. It's just up on top of that hospital building, and that's it. And it doesn't have any range because it don't have any elevation. I can hear it here, but I can even with 50 watts get into it reliably from here.
Let's see, 147.030 link to it. Now I can come through it that way. One says, I heard you on that one. I said, nah, you heard me coming through the link of 147.030 where they link it up, you know, to that one. But that's the only way I can get into it from down here is when they're coming through the link like that, and I'll check in with them sometimes over around about 8 o'clock, you know, with Mike and all them, you know, and let's see, Josh and all them that calls the net every once in a while in there.
Creole's up on Long Mountain over there above Oconee State Park. It's got a whole lot more elevation than that 9-7 has.
I mean, I don't have no problem getting in on that one. And when they got it linked to the 9-7, then that's the only way usually I can get in through the 9-7 from here. And like I say, unless I'm up that way close with a mobile or something, but it ain't like I want to land on the hospital and end up inside the hospital just to try to get a signal up there.
When you consider where 030 is on Long Mountain, that 9 building, there's a big difference in elevation. It's just on top of that building, and best I remember, when I was down there the last time, that's just a two-story building.